Hi guys, I'm Michelle, and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge here on VoiceTube. So, what is life? Why are we here? And what is the meaning of our existence? What makes something true? And what is the nature of reality anyway? Could the truth possibly be close to what's shown in the Matrix? I'm sure you see where I'm trying to get at. Have you ever pondered any of these big questions? 以上这些天问等级的问题，你是否曾经试图想要参悟呢？ If you often find yourself questioning every aspect of life, things like why you do what you do, why you think what you think, and...why you feel what you feel, then you're a philosopher. 如果你常常思考这一类的问题呢，那么你应该是位哲学家咯。You're a philosopher. So, what do you think about philosophy? Do you think it's a waste of time thinking about things that may take more than a lifetime to find an answer to? Or perhaps this inquiry can actually enlighten one's journeys in life?I know that's quite a lot of questions for an intro, but I just thought perhaps asking big questions is the perfect way to introduce the topic for today, which is, what is philosophy for? What is philosophy for? In this video, it explains what philosophers do in a beginner-friendly way, quote and unquote, philosophy gets us to submit all aspects of common sense to reason. Okay, I think this sentence is a good start, at least for me. So without further ado, let's move on to the sentences. Public opinion, or what gets called common sense, is sensible and reasonable in countless areas. It's what you hear about from friends and neighbors, the stuff you take in without even thinking about it.But common sense is also often thought of deafness and error. Once again, public opinion, or what gets called common sense, is sensible and reasonable in countless areas. It's what you hear about from friends and neighbors. The stuff you take in without even thinking about it, but common sense is also often full of deafness and error. All right, before we move on to the vocabulary, let's take a closer look at the sentences. 好的，我们来讲解本句的一些发音重点。首先 ,public opinion, 这个 opinion 的开头字虽然写的是 o, 但我们发的不是 all 的音哦，我们发的是弱化的声音 opinion, all right? 再来 or what gets called, 好，这里的 get, 因为加了 s, t-s-t-s, 放在一起变成次次音 gets, okay? 好 so, or gets called common sense, is sensible and reasonable. 注意这里的 reason, 那个 s 发的是 z 的音 reasonable.In countless areas, how count 的尾音 t 不见了，直接点到带过到 less 的地方 countless, 但注意你的舌尖还是会碰触 t 该发声的位置，只是呢你没有送气，也就是点到然后一个停顿的感觉，然后再往下带 countless areas.It's what you hear about. 好，注意在念的时候 ,hear about 不要拆开来，因为它们是一组的，所以断句的时候小心不要把它们两个分开。It's what you hear about from friends and neighbors. 好 ,friends 一样，它的 D 后面跟了一个 S, 念的也是次次音 ,friends and neighbors. The stuff, 好 ,S-T-U-F-F, stuff,的音 stuff, you take in, take 跟 in 可以连起来 take in, 那也一样注意这里不要拆开来，因为它们是一组的 okay, so take in, without even thinking about it, 好这一句呢连起来有一点难念，我们再念一次看看 without even thinking about it, without, 首先 without 的 t 可以点到带过 without even thinking about it. Even 的尾音 n 跟下一个字开头 thinking 的 th 的音，它们发音的位置非常接近，所以你在 even 的时候舌尖就乖乖的停在 n 的位置，然后到 thinking 的时候你就放下来。Even think, OK, even thinking about it. How about?跟 it 会有一点连起来的感觉，那在连的过程中 about 的尾音 t 会变成弹舌音 da, 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 about it, OK? But common sense is also, 好 is 跟 also 可以连起来 is also often full of 同样可以连起来 full of deafness and error. 好，我们来练习一下 error 这个字 error、虽然后面写的是 or 但并不是真的念 or， 你会听到的是直接卷舌的音 er 所以它是一个 a 然后再一个 r 后面又跟一个卷舌的音，所以有两个，一个 r 再一个 er， 所以 error 但我偷懒，我通常最后面一个卷舌音我会选择用接近英国腔带过，因为英国腔不爱卷舌嘛，这个字有好多卷舌，我就选择最后一个用平平的来带，所以会念成 error. Alright, so let's read the sentences once again. Public opinion, or what gets called common sense, is sensible and reasonable in countless areas. It's what you hear about from friends and neighbors, the stuff you take in without even thinking about it. But common sense is also often full of deafness and error. And now let's take a look at the vocabulary. 好，我们的第一个单词是 opinion. Opinion.It means a thought or belief about something or someone. 意思就是意见或看法。那么句子可以是，比如说 That's merely my opinion. That's merely my opinion. 这仅仅是我个人的看法。That's merely my opinion. Or I'm just giving you my opinion. I'm just giving you my opinion. 我只是在提供给你我的意见而已，个人看法。Okay?或者是 What's your opinion about the statement? What's your opinion about the statement? 你对于这个说法有什么看法呢？有什么意见呢？ Or there's this quote that I like. 有一个我觉得很有趣的 quote， 各位可以听听看。A tiger doesn't lose sleep over the opinion of sheep. Once again, a tiger doesn't lose sleep over the opinion of sheep. 一只老虎不会因为绵羊对它有什么看法而失眠。Alright, I think it's a very interesting quote. Moving on, we have point of view. Point of view. It means a way of considering something. 简单讲就是观点。A sentence can go like, From a practical point of view, it's completely unworkable.Okay, from a practical point of view, it's completely unworkable.
从务实的观点来看，那是不可行的。
And then aspect. It means one part of a situation, a problem, or a subject. Aspect 就是角度的意思。那句子可以是，比如说maybe you should think about the problem from different aspect.Maybe you should think about the problem from different aspect.
或许你应该从不同的角度来思考这个问题。
Next, common sense. Common sense 就是常识。句子可以是 Honestly, use your common sense.
可不可以用你的常识？也就是说，请你脑子很好用，请用一下的概念。
或者是Anyone with any common sense wouldn't have done it.
有一点常识的人不会这么做的。
Anyone with any common sense wouldn't have done it. Okay?
好，下一个单字是 sense 有三个意思。第一个呢，就是指感官的感觉。
Five physical abilities, those are the sense of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and feeling. For example, compared to humans...Most animals have a more sensitive sense of smell. Compared to humans, most animals have a more sensitive sense of smell.
跟人类比起来，动物的嗅觉是敏感很多的，对吗？那么 sense 的另外一个意思呢，就是一种 general feeling. 它不是强调 感官的感觉，它就是一种整体的感觉。比如说 a sense of time, a sense of time, 时间的感觉。a sense of humor, a sense of humor, 幽默感。或是 a sense of responsibility, 责任感。或者是 a sense of achievement, okay, a sense of achievement, 就是成就感。Okay?And then 最后 sense 的一个很常用的意思就是代表理智或是明智 practical idea or understanding. For example, 最常讲的就是这句 That makes sense. That makes sense. 哦、oh, 这有道理耶 That makes sense. 或者是 That doesn't make any sense to me. That doesn't make any sense to me. 这对我来说一点道理都没有 Okay. And then we have sensible. Sensible.就是指理智的、明智的 ,sensible.、那比如说 I think it would be a sensible thing to do.、我觉得这么做是理智的、是明智的 ,okay? I think it would be a sensible thing to do. Last but not least, we have sensitive. Sensitive.、if you're easily upset by things, then you're sensitive.所以 sensitive 可以是指敏感的人或者是呢、if there are things that need to be dealt with carefully in order to avoid upsetting people, then we can say the issue is sensitive. 也可以说敏感的话题都可以用 sensitive 这个字。So for example, 你可以说 don't be so sensitive. 好对某一个人讲不要那么敏感嘛 don't be so sensitive. 或者是he is very sensitive about this kind of issue. He is very sensitive about this kind of issue. 他对这类的、话题呢是比较敏感一点的。那 sensitive 它还是有正向的意思哦，就是指、being helpful and kind to others， 也就是可能很体贴、很贴心的意思。比如说 ，She is very sensitive to people in need.She is very sensitive to people in need. 她对需要帮助的人是很体贴、很、贴心的。Okay, we have reached the end of the session today. Thank you all for being so awesome. And please make sure to leave a comment and recording as always. And I will see you guys next time.